Heather McDonald has got the juicy scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Segment Serial Data and Serial Sister. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Woo, woo. Heather McDonald. Juicy.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. We have the original favorite, the number one, Chris Frangiola.
Thank you.
I do want to say Spencer Pratt said wonderful things about you before we started our taping.
That's very nice to hear.
He said, God, that guy's hilarious. And you got to work with him every day.
He was jealous of you for getting to work with me. It is nice.
I just thought that was really
I find
sweet.
Him to be delightful as well. I don't know him. I never met him before until we did our live thing. Yeah, we did a live show.
Well, that was the only time you met him.
Well, the only time I ever met him. So, you know, I thought he was great, super nice. And we had gone through a very traumatic experience together. Was the Will Smith slap had happened while we were together backstage.
Right.
So we went through that together. So, we're forever bonded on
that. I love it. So
nice guy.
I have not had the opportunity to really talk to you yet about the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial.
Yeah.
They are set to be done by Friday. They might be. We're recording this, you know, they're on their lunch break right now on Wednesday.
Okay.
So we still have Thursday and Friday left. But they're definitely set to be done by Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
Don't mean to brag because they had a horrible marriage, but that is my 22-year wedding anniversary, May 27th.
Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah.
What day? What actual day?
The 27th.
Oh, 27th.
But it always falls on Memorial Day weekend or in and around.
Right.
Because,
Well, congratulations on lasting as many years as you have.
Thank
How many
you.
Years has it been now?
22.
22
It makes it very
years.
Easy because we were born in, I'm born. We were married in 2000. So I always know how many years it's been.
Wow. Yeah. 22 years.
Yeah.
How's it feel? Still got some life left in it?
I do have some life left in it. I had something interesting happen with Shannon. We were out in Palm Desert. And we were going to, you know, whenever I make a reservation for these kids and everything, I go, let's go to the nice dinner, you know. And then they're like, So I said, listen, I'm not even going to make a reservation for Sunday night when we're in La Quinta. We'll just have like a barbecue at like the place we're staying. Well, then my brother-in-law didn't want to come. And I said, Shannon, why don't you and I just hit the Nest? Okay. Which is so great. And they have the live music and it's like old people and it gets a little bit younger.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So Shannon and I went there.
It's like a restaurant?
Yes.
Okay.
And there was this young guy about 35 that kept turning around and really flirting and looking at me.
Whoa.
And I said, you know what I think? I think there's a new movement of guys that are about 35 that maybe don't want to have kids, that maybe don't own a home, and they're looking for women
shelter.
Like me.
Shelter.
Yeah, like a reverse gold digger. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of like, I know that girl's not 35, but she looks pretty good. And what's she doing out with this other girl who doesn't also look 35? They're probably single girls or divorced. And I need a home. And I was like, Shannon, I swear to God, that's what's happening.
Well, let me also, I can relate this, I believe, I can relate this to Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
Because
I believe that what that is, also, I agree with what you're saying, they need shelter.
Yes.
But also, it's like, do I want to be the guy who's going out with a 20-year-old? Because this is what happens when you date a 20-year-old. It's poo-poo in the bed. It's you're on a witness stand. It doesn't end well.
It's the freeloading friends who also don't have their own shelter.
Right, right.
And I also want to just add to that because I think that's what we have. If anything comes out of this, well, there's going to be some things that come out of the positive, but a lot of negative has. But if some positive for the world comes out of it, it's to tell 55-year-old men, you marry a girl or you get with a bisexual girl.
Mm-hmm. You knew what you were going to get.
Who's 30 years old and you're 55. Guess what? She is going to she's probably there for your money and your power.
Uh-huh.
And it might get manipulative. She's not there for the right reasons.
Right.
And then for that 30-year-old bisexual girl who decides to get with that 55-year-old guy because he is powerful and successful, you're going to get tired of his old farty friends.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to want to hear him sneeze.
Literally farty friends, probably.
Farting friends.
Yeah.
See, I don't care how hot you are. Yeah. I don't care how many scarves and rings you have. 25 years is a big age difference, and it's not as fun as when it began.
Right.
But this guy at the Nest started to flirt with me and look at me, and I said, I really think this guy is going to hit on me. But by the time he came over to ask me to dance, I was pretty buzzed. I already called Drake to pick me up, and I just screamed, I'm married, no, find your own home.
Nothing.
And I left.
Nothing will kill a flirtation quite like your 6'3" son coming to pick you up. You know, that's really good. That's not good.
That's
a boner killer, for lack of a better term.
And she might have been older than I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just who wants to? Oh,
yeah.
If you're going to deal with a lady, a single mom, the last thing you want is a giant son that comes along with it.
Yeah. Now he becomes the angry stepson. Like, you're not my dad. You're like, all right, we got it. You don't need that.
All right, getting to this, let me just fill people in what happened. I do want to say on the last episode I did, I was wrong. I talked about this hand doctor that talked about the big incident. How did he cut his finger? Because it's the one injury that he has supposed proof of, if you believe him, that was caused by Amber.
Through a bottle or something.
He said the bottle was thrown.
Yeah.
I thought this hand doctor worked on the hand. He was an expert witness that just looked at the hand and said, it's more likely to have been caught in a door jam than a bottle being thrown and cut it like a guillotine.
Right.
The doctor that did, there was a doctor, I guess, that they referred to today. Again, that is what he's saying, what happened with the finger.
Yeah.
And that doctor said, later on, she said he hit her or whatever. And they refuted that by saying, the doctor said, well, he would have had his little like finger cast on, and that would have been difficult to do that. So basically, you know, the whole thing has been who do you believe in one of these stories? He says emphatically, and we see it at the end. Did you see the very, very end
just
of
now.
His testimony?
Just it happened now. Yes, I did. I watched it.
And I was surprised that her people didn't object.
That's what the court TV woman
said. He kept
TV
going on and on and on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God. And it was pretty compelling. And I've said from the start, he came here to gain in what he believes his reputation has been tarnished.
Right.
Get people to hear his truth. He doesn't care about the money because he's super rich. He just wants the world to know she's a liar. I'm not a wife abuser in any way.
Right.
And I think it worked. No matter what happens, the public opinion is completely justice for Johnny Depp.
Right.
And I've gone and kind of shared more of my opinion because I'm thinking about the jury and the case is really defamation. And I get a lot of criticism for that because they're like, she lied about this. She lied about. Yeah, she may have lied, but we're going off of this one line in her article that says, I was a victim of domestic abuse,
right.
Which could be verbal abuse. And then.
Which it was. I mean,
it definitely was verbal abuse. They verbally abused each other.
Yeah.
And so it really is going to come down to the jury being like, by her writing this article, did he lose all these jobs? And she's saying, well, I lost all these jobs, which is why I'm countersuing for $100 million, because of all this awful press for the last 6 years by you dragging me into this and suing me. I lost all these opportunities. And she had some entertainment people on the stand for her saying she should have been like Zendaya and all these other people. And it really flatlined or went down with this bad press.
Right.
But then her entertainment lawyer said, yeah, sometimes the star is not born. She wasn't getting these 200, you know, these big endorsement deals. She had one series for 8 episodes, 200,000 an episode. And she went from $1 million for Aquaman Run 1 and 2 for Aquaman 2, which was already in her preset contract. And they weren't offering her any more. And she wasn't going to get any more.
Right.
Oh, but Jason Momoa went from $3 million to $15 million. Yeah, because it's called Aquaman.
He's Aquaman. Yeah.
And superheroes are always going to be more gender towards the guys.
Right.
Like,
it always
is going to be. And they said they had no chemistry. And that's why
I tried to watch it, Aquaman.
Yeah?
Have you ever tried to watch it?
I hate any superhero stuff.
Well, if you hate superhero stuff, I don't recommend Aquaman. I don't know. I couldn't tell what the hell was going on. I mean, they're underwater all the time. And then they just go into like a closet underwater that's not underwater. It's, but you know, I guess.
Oh, they get a new closet and then there isn't water there?
Yeah, but they can go into areas where they're not, their hair's not floating around like this.
Because
that gets a little, you can't see that for 3 hours, you know, the hair. So they go into an area.
Are there
where,
mermaids in it?
Whatever she is. She plays some sort of.
I have been
mermaid.
Wanting to. I told Peter to order me one of those mermaid things.
You can't. The you can't move your leg. The kids are sinking to the bottom of the pool in them.
Well, I'm not a kid, though.
Oh, okay. Even adults.
Okay, because I think that that would be a good workout for me.
Oh.
And I would like to pretend to be a mermaid.
Okay.
And now I think Peter ordered me one, but it was really cheap, and it was just like spandex. I mean, I want like
a nice one,
a little bit of scales. Yeah, a little bit of scales and a little bit of weight.
Yeah.
In order for me to flutter.
Mm-hmm.
If
that happens.
Yeah.
Can you videotape
of
that?
Of course. Yeah, what do you think I'm doing it for?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I would definitely like to do that.
Yeah, please.
Drake, will you write down to order me
and a good one,
mermaid?
Top of the line with scales. Don't get some cheap one.
No, like the kind where they people hire mermaids for their kids' parties.
Yeah, I've seen it.
So it's like a good thing, not a little four-year-old girl kind. Like, yeah.
I went to a party.
Yes.
Recently.
Uh-huh.
I think I invited you.
Never have you invited me to any parties.
I told you about it, and you were like,
What
was Cameo or something. It was a Cameo party for Cameo.
You mean the Christmas thing?
It was a Christmas?
I feel like there was a more recent one.
Oh.
Anyway,
because there were mermaids there, and it was sad to watch them take a break. Their break.
Oh, because they can't walk.
Yeah, they like slithered into like a break room and sit there eating. Yeah, you know, it's all.
I don't want to work a party.
It's
I want to be in my own pool.
Yeah,
or go to like an Olympic sized pool where I can actually do some laps.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, more about the Johnny Depp trial.
More about the show. So you know. People are saying, was she rehearsed? She was looking at the jury. He also brought up, Johnny brought up her sister. He said she always got the short end of the stick. And they said, what did that mean? And he's like basically Amber was awful to her. They got in physical fights all the time.
Right.
And he's like, I really liked the kid. Again, the kid? That's because you're 58 or whatever.
Right.
Why are you calling a 30-year-old a kid? But anyway, you know, and they once got in a really bad fight, and then she had to move out of penthouse 4 or 5.
Yeah, there's a lot of penthouse.
I mean, so many, and then she went to go live with some other friends. So she definitely got in physical fights with her friends, her lovers, her sisters. She definitely has hit people. The question is, was she doing it in a hitting back situation?
Right. She's what we call hothead.
Yeah.
Remember those terms? Now, can I have a couple of questions about it.
Because
I'm not all that up on it. This James Franco.
Yes.
Now, I saw him in the elevator going up to penthouse 4 or whatever. Now, were they sleeping together? How does James Franco get involved?
I mean, I think they were just kind of bringing that up in that she wasn't a loyal companion. That she obviously.
Right.
And she's like, no, I just wanted like a nice person, you know?
But were Johnny Depp and her married at the time when James Franco's going up to
penthouse
3?
I think they were married but separated, which I was like, I don't really. Either side, I'd be like, I don't think we need to bring up this thing. This
also,
is not
Elon
what it's
Musk
about.
Is in the elevator too. They got video.
But they
of
were
him.
Having threesomes and everything, but they didn't bring him to the stand. We always thought he would do a depo, but he didn't.
Yeah.
And I think people realize, I mean, maybe they just, I think as a lawyer, because I see myself when I identify with one of sometimes. I don't think we don't need those people. I don't think it does his people justice. It's like one of those things of like in California, like no fault, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like if someone cheated, it doesn't matter. However, this not being filed in California is a big deal for a defamation case. They did it in Virginia because that's where the publication was.
Right.
And those laws are much better equipped when you're suing someone for defamation than California, because in California it's all about being a public figure and you're able to speak about someone in a public figure. And I mean, I really think that the jury is going to say maybe they'll side with him, but no money either way, because I just think it's such a dangerous thing to say that a woman or anybody can't speak up against someone more powerful, because then they're going to say, you hurt my reputation and therefore I lost money. That's going to silence a lot of people. And that's why in California, there's the anti-slap law for specific defamation cases.
Right.
They're very, very hard to prevail in California, which is why it really worked out that they did it in Virginia.
I'll say this, and maybe this is an unpopular opinion, but I know many people are like, Depp is so charismatic and so likable and so funny. I think he comes off like a bit of a douchebag. I really do. I feel like he's playing some character on the stand. And, you know, I don't buy any of it. I feel like he is kind of, not that there's anything, you know, wrong with screaming around, fucking, slamming kitchen cabinets or whatever. But
nothing wrong with that.
You know what I mean? But
could be seen as domestic abuse.
I totally, when I watched that video of him slamming the cabinet, I'm like, this guy's insane.
Throwing things and yelling is a verbal abuse. That's domestic abuse. So that's the other thing that they have to really examine, even if they believe that a lot of things she said were not true or exaggerated or she rewrote history. It's like, in writing that article, was she defaming him to the point where he lost jobs?
Right.
You know? And but with Kate Moss came on this taped deposition, and because Amber had brought up, I hit Johnny because my sister was near the stairs, and I remembered the rumor about Kate Moss being supposedly thrown down the stairs by Johnny. His team did a high five, and they brought Kate Moss, and they're still friendly, and Kate Moss got on the stand. She said it was the only time she's ever participated in a court hearing, which was, you know, kind of interesting. And she basically said, we were in Jamaica, it was raining a lot, and I slipped down the stairs on my back, which could totally happen. I did it once myself.
Sure.
And he was very sweet, picked me up, got medical attention. That's it. He never threw me down the stairs, hit me, nothing. So that was a good moment for his team today.
Yeah. I mean, it's all I agree with you. I think the judge will go, listen, you two, you both seem like you're a little nuts. Go your separate ways. But
well, it's not the judge, it's jury.
Whoever, jury. Yeah, okay. But I think that that's something that we could have done after like day one of this. Why did this have to go on for a month and a half? I know it's been entertaining.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's gone on way a little too long.
Yeah. I mean, it just goes to show you like, get ready. Like, he who throws the stone or glass.
Right.
Like, get ready. If you're gonna bring this up, and that is what happens when you sue for anything, whether it's sexual harassment or whatever,
right?
Attorneys will be like, listen, get ready for every single thing in your life. Every time you said a bad word, a tweet, had a conversation with someone, was angry at a customer service situation, whatever, it's all gonna be brought up. So every relationship that you've previously had, everything. And so we got to see all the flaws in both of them.
Right, right.
And, you know, so let me...
The other thing I thought was funny was I heard somebody say he never looks at her during the testimony.
Right, right.
Because he said at one point, you'll never see my eyes again.
Yeah.
And so that's why he doesn't look at her. I'm like, well...
He did say that.
Yeah. But I'm like, what?
But she said with that, when asked about it, she's like, because I'm still here.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to act like this is the jury right here. Because I survived. That's why he won't look at me.
Yeah,
she's doing her thing. And she's pulling it, like, you know, and she's like, the way she's always crying. I'm going to do a little Amber. You're going to do a little Johnny.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll do my best.
Okay. I'm going to do a little bit of Amber. I'm going to say some things that you did, and then you're going to then refute it. Okay.
Okay. Yes, I'll do it. Okay.
And I was saying, please, I've had a really hard time. My dog stepped on a bee. And then I was on the couch. And then I was on the floor, and the floor was so dirty. And I was thinking, why is this floor so dirty?
Because I have a vacuum cleaner that was broken. I object. My vacuum cleaner was broken, so that's why the floor is dirty. And the bee, I don't know. I didn't know the bee. The bee is not a friend of mine. I don't know the bee.
Now I'm going to just ask you some questions as the attorney.
Yes. Isn't happy hour anytime? Everyone's like, oh, that was so funny. I'm like, was it that funny?
I know,
people
God,
just losing their mind.
Of shirts.
Isn't happy hour anytime?
A mega pint of wine.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Mega pint gives a mega pint. I don't know. Whatever.
I'm just going to ask you some things that may have not even been asked.
Okay.
Johnny, do you think it's strange that at 58 you still go by the name Johnny and not John?
Some people find it strange, but I've always been Johnny. I've always been Johnny ever since I was. I'm from Kentucky. You wouldn't know it by my weird English accent. but I've always been Johnny.
That'll go on for another 4 hours.
Yeah.
Objection, Your Honor.
Yeah.
Boredom in the court. Boredom in the court. Okay. Johnny, can you clarify if, in fact, at any time in your life, you have ever been known in your experience to have thrown any kind of bottle of any sort?
I wouldn't throw a bottle. Why would I throw? I enjoy drinking the bottle. Who would I throw the bottle at? The only one I've thrown the bottle is James Franco. What is he doing in my apartment? Why is he there?
It's going to be, yeah. So he finished with, do you want to do his final thing that he said?
I was kind of watching a little bit of as I was driving here, his final thing. Well, now, what was the final? He was
the
basically
final
like,
thing was
I said I would come here
and
I would
clear my name. And the how did you feel? How do you feel about her testimony? And he said, it's insane, it's brutal, it's cruel, it's unimaginable, and it's all false.
That's what he was saying.
And they brought up also photos of them on the Orient Express. Which also, like, how long is this?
He's in that movie,
how
right?
long is this train ride that they were on for the Orient? Because they had several pictures with the staff. And at one point he said, you know, she would get into a rant and one might be hit by her. And I had a shiner to the eye and they showed photos. And then they said, was there any photoshopping that was done to this? And he's like, no, I don't think there'd be photoshopping, with three other people in the photo. I'm like, well, then you don't know my friends because they Photoshop themselves all the time and leave me with a double chin and a wonky eye.
Right.
So I'm like, you definitely can just Photoshop yourself. However, I don't believe he did. You know, it just, I guess, showed a slight bruise. I couldn't see close enough. But like,
what's the new filter? Speaking of Photoshopping, whatever. It's a new filter where everyone seems to have like a shiny tip on the end of their nose.
I love it.
Like a little.
There's several different kinds.
Oh,
it just gives you.
It drives me insane.
Smooth out the face.
I got that.
It's like,
that's
it's
all
like,
good.
It's just like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, except it's a white dot.
It's a white
dot. It narrows
dot.
Your nose. Yeah, narrows your nose, gives you a nice glow.
Okay.
There's also the Amber Heard crying face. Have you seen that filter?
I've seen people crying. And it looks so real. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty
sad.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes it fun.
It makes it fun. I love a filter.
Yeah, so...
People call me out right away, though, on a filter. I mean, as soon as I put a filter on, they're like, nice filter. I'm like, all right, give me a break. I'm an old man. Let me have a little filter.
Yeah, sometimes
Speaking of that, yes. Tom Cruise.
Let's talk about Tom. Wait, let me see if there's anything more on this. I think I pretty much covered it all now. I've talked a lot about it. So we're going to see what happens as far as...
So you think it'll be over by this week,
it's
Friday?
It's supposed to be over. No, I think they'll rest. The jury might take 1 day, 5 days.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, but again, we're dealing with a jury in Virginia. They're not familiar with Hollywood, much just like the Blac Chyna Kardashian thing. So I think it's very hard for them to... Because it doesn't... Entertainment is so subjective. Whether Jason Momoa makes $15 million and a girl only makes $2 million, it's based on the movie. She wasn't Wonder Woman, and it's how hard you put your foot down in negotiating. Right. It's so, so subjective. It's not like they both worked at an engineering plant, and he got her fired after she wrote this article about him.
Right.
And it was very clear. Like, so I think to the jury, they're just going to be like, who's to say who would have gotten work or not? I mean, isn't that Hollywood? One minute you're hot and one minute you're not. What caused it?
Yeah.
There's just no way to know what the trajectory of her career would have been had she not met Johnny. It may have been worse. It may have been better. Like,
well,
didn't the
lawyer say that Johnny Depp got her the Aquaman
job? She
doesn't job?
Like that. Excuse me?
Yeah. I auditioned. That's how it works. That's
I auditioned several times.
That's the way it works.
That's how I got the job.
Yeah.
I was very excited to do that. I've always been a swimmer and a strong swimmer at that. And when I got the call, Johnny said, oh, really? Soon to be ugly fish? It's cruel. Cruel. Obviously, I'm making up these lines. But there were things that he said that were mean.
He did. I heard fat ass.
He called her a fat ass?
Yeah, that was one of them.
She called him a fat old man. I mean, they're both just awful.
Well, I heard him yell. It's on video, audio tape.
Okay.
She's taping him. First of all, anybody, if you're in any relationship and you get to the point where you start audio taping each other, it's already over. Like, I don't think you're fixing it.
Yeah.
When you're like, you know, pressing record when he, you know, starts pouring his wine or whatever. You know, you're already on bad
terms.
Because
the thing is, if you start doing that, in the hopes of like, well, when he's not drunk, I'll play it for him. And
right.
Then he's going to be like, what the hell, you're taping me? If you're going to do that, just do it and keep it for yourself. Maybe your husband will improve.
Right.
Maybe he won't, but then you'll have
yeah.
it. Or send it to like one trusted friend in
yeah.
case like your phone gets lost. I don't think it's a terrible thing if you are in an awful situation, but you got to be careful about it, and I would not reveal to the person that you're constantly taping them, because they really then might freak out and put you in arm's way.
I love that they do it, because you get to hear all the, you know, fun stuff, but I honestly have no idea how to record on my phone. I don't know where the button is.
Well, you could just record video.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You don't have to be filming, you know, it would just be like the yeah. bottom of your shoe.
Okay.
And you act like, you know, your phone's doing
yeah.
nothing. Yeah.
Okay, well, I hope I never get to that point where doing that.
I mean, I do too. So what were you saying about Tom Cruise?
Oh, he's out, you know.
He was invited the... Will and Kate
Will and
to
Kate.
His thing.
Yeah,
and he had nice little chunky heels on, I saw.
The Cannes Film Festival.
You see his dress shoes? The heel was very high.
I did notice
is
his...
Is he still not seeing Suri at all?
I don't know. All I know is that, it not unlike Johnny Depp, 60 eventually becomes 60. No matter who you are, no matter what you do, 60 becomes 60. And everyone's like, Tom Cruise looks great. You know, Johnny Depp looks great. But eventually you become what Amber Heard said, fat old man. Not that Tom Cruise is a fat old man, but there was a couple of red carpets that they were doing for Top Gun where it was like on an aircraft carrier or something.
Yeah.
You know? So it was like bright sunlight
right.
overhead. And now the hair's... like long and wispy again.
Here's the thing. Well, another one of my predictions has come true.
Okay.
I started to say this about 4 to 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I said, time to bring back old-fashioned facelifts. And it's happening in abundance. You let the filler go away.
That's what a lot of people let the filler go away.
The filler can save you in your 40s.
Yeah.
In your 50s, it can't. In the 50s, you look like one of those pumpkins that was left out too long.
Right.
Okay? In your 50s, you got to let that go away,
mm-hmm.
and then you got to do a nice lower snatch, lower face snatch
uh-huh.
for the whole thing.
Okay.
And, I mean, Teddy Mellencamp got one at 40. A lot of people are doing it. Obviously, it's expensive, but it is the way to go. And by doing that at 50, it's like you buy yourself cuteness until you're like 65.
Okay.
Like there are 50-year-olds that are looking like they're 32 because they let the filler go out and they got a full-blown facelift. Now, that can't be for everybody, obviously. It's expensive. But I'm just saying.
There's a house. We have this place in Malibu, and I walk down the beach.
Yeah.
And there's a house right on the water.
Yeah.
Huge glass windows. There's very rarely people in there. But now 3 different times I've seen someone in there. You could see it from the beach.
Yeah.
And they've been completely gauzed
I know
up.
That place. It's the place you go after your first surgery.
It must be.
Everybody says you got to
yeah.
do that. Everyone says, don't go home and expect your husband and your kids to
yeah.
help you. You got to spend 3 to 4 days.
I think
days.
There's a special house in Malibu
yes.
where you go.
3 to 4 days
to
where
just...
the nurse is like, clean out all your stuff,
mm-hmm.
make sure you don't get infections, give you to keep the inflammatory going on.
Yeah.
Well,
so anyway, I've witnessed it.
I'll see you there
soon. I've witnessed
it. Should we just do a thing together?
Yeah. Let's do it together.
Snatch it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm already, yeah.
A lot of people are doing now this thing. Young girls are getting like this fox eye surgery. All the models like Bella Hadid.
Yeah.
But also you can – remember when we did the Chris and Heather Forever?
Yeah, the tape.
Old-fashioned like Faye Dunaway face tape.
Yeah.
Here and you put it around your head and then you like put all your extra fake hair around it and you're
right.
like snatched for a night.
It's nice. Yeah. That tape was great. Remember
yeah.
how nice that tape worked? Oh, my God.
Okay. Well, it was let's see. Okay. Now, this is a crazy crime. Have you heard about this?
Yes.
Let me explain. Okay, this is very sad. This woman, let me see, which one is the one that, okay. So Armstrong is the one that they're looking for. They're looking for Caitlin Marie Armstrong because she has killed this woman. They believe she has shot this woman, Mariah, I guess that's how you say it, Mariah Wilson.
Who's a cyclist or something.
Yes, they're all in the cycling community. So this girl, Caitlin, and her boyfriend have been dating on and off for 3 years and live together.
Right.
At one point in October of 2021, October to November, he saw this other cyclist, Mariah, and they had an affair, or they got together. They broke up, and then Caitlin and this guy got back together, okay? So then Caitlin, according to this anonymous source, said, I think he's seeing her again, and I am going to buy a gun and kill her. Okay, this person is saying this.
Yeah.
The girl, Mariah, comes into town. She lives in California, comes in town, is staying with a friend. And he and Mariah go, and they go and swim in some lake and hang out.
Right.
She goes back to the place that she's staying, and he goes home. Caitlin Armstrong's car is seen in front of the home that the girl is staying at. And her, then the girl she's staying with, like the surveillance shows her car there, or someone right. says they see it. Her roommate or whoever she's staying with finds her shot and she dies. And so it's complete like revenge because, and the guy is like, we were just friends. I feel terrible that I went like skinny dipping with her or whatever,
yeah.
but we were just friends. We were just talking. She had seen conversations between he and this girl on the phone. And now they do not know where they are. They brought her into questioning and they said, we saw your car there.
Right.
And she's like, oh, that's weird. I don't know why that would be. But I have nothing more to say. And they said, okay. So they let her leave.
So she's gone?
So they now haven't... she's on the run. But I'm like, you saw her car there. You had maybe at the time that they questioned her, they didn't have the information about this love triangle.
Right.
But I would assume they did. And I guess because they just didn't have enough to hold her.
Yeah.
But now they don't know where she is. And he had two guns. But I guess it doesn't match the guns he had in the house. It matches some other gun that maybe she had purchased on her own.
It's amazing to me that these people can go on the run for any length of time, like those two that escaped that prison.
Yeah.
Because the moment you do anything, you're, you know, putting a credit card in a machine, they know where you are.
It's horrible. And they're all like in this cycling community.
But is this a coincidence that her last name is Armstrong and she's a cyclist? Because Lance Armstrong.
I didn't even think about that.
Is that, are they not? There's no relation there.
No, there's no
relation.
Does
every Armstrong person have to be a cyclist?
No, but that is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was weird about the two people on the run from the prison both had the same last name. Yet
that was
related.
A weird one, too.
They were both white.
Yeah. That was a weird one.
No, this is really, really sad. And I hope they find her. Okay. Yeah. This was the alleged love triangle. This is both really attractive girls. The one that was murdered was about 25.
One girl's got great hair.
And
the
one,
murderer.
The murderer with great hair is about 33.
Yeah.
So it was like she was younger. And who knows if she was a faster cyclist too. Like on top of the fact that you're younger and your boyfriend, your living boyfriend seeing her. Like I don't know if they, where her ranking was in cycling. Anyway, I like to do a Peloton at home where nobody's chasing.
Do you
after
have a Peloton? Yeah. You have an actual Peloton?
I'm doing the
a
Peloton.
Real Peloton or one of those ones you get at Costco?
No, a real one. Peloton. I don't know.
You do it in the garage?
No, in my bedroom.
How come, you know, I thought if you had a Peloton, you had to put it on Instagram. Otherwise, it wasn't.
Oh, it's not real?
It was not
okay,
real.
I will.
You have to
I
put
will.
Yourself sweaty. Going, you know, big, another
just
big workout.
It.
Yeah, killing it. I love this person, whatever, you know, instructor is your favorite.
Oh, yeah.
You have to do those things.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will. I'll make sure I have an outfit and I'll make sure I'm extra sweaty when I do it.
Yeah, you got to do that.
Todd Chrisley, I've talked about this case. It's all, you know who Todd Chrisley is?
Absolutely.
Now, he has always appeared to be someone that you would think was living an out fabulous gay life
right.
with a male.
Yes.
But he wasn't. He I constantly, know. In his show, Chrisley Knows Best, constantly talked about how much sex he had with his wife of 20-something years, how often they had it, how much they wanted, how the kids were ruining his thing. And, oh, gosh, leave me alone, you know, just horny. Horny first wife.
Shocking. It's shocking.
I mean,
it's like Joe Simpson. Remember the Joe Simpson, Jessica Simpson's dad? It was the same vibe I get from this guy. But eventually Joe Simpson was like, he came out.
He did finally come out.
But he came out strong.
I went to a Joe Simpson fashion show in Malibu at his house.
After he was out?
Well, honestly, if he's having a fashion show at his house, I can't believe this. But it was all young, very looking, very good looking guys.
Right,
okay.
Right.
That like I definitely would enjoy, probably went to the Abbey after, okay? And there was always that thing with what's going on there. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I had said when I broke down this story of like all the fraud that they did, they hired this guy. He was flipping houses, you know, Todd Chrisley flipping houses. He got with this guy. They build their business together, you know, from zero to 60 employees.
Right.
And then sold it. And this guy helped them, you know, supposedly get all these loans, which he said that Todd spent all the money on Bentleys and clothes and this and that. And the loans were based on fraudulent material, saying that they were wealthier than they were. And then they declared bankruptcy. And so he got to keep all that money.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening. And then Todd said, no, I found out this guy was stealing from us or being, you know, not truthful. So we fired him. And then he, out of revenge, went to the IRS and said all this stuff. That guy just said that he committed fraud. He says this on the stand on Todd Chrisley's behalf because they had an intimate relationship.
Wow. See, I knew it was coming.
That could mean anything.
Yeah.
That could mean.
No. What else could it mean?
Well, intimate, it's not sexual. Could intimate be that we just shared such close secrets as two buddies?
Like what? I'd like to tickle your balls. Like what? What's the secret?
I'm being devil's advocate.
Yeah.
Because I had said when I talked about this before, there has not been a guy that's like has a picture of this guy in his bed or whatever, or, you know, or even that many like blind item type of thing.
Right.
But then when I talked about it, I did get some people saying, no, there's people that have said they had relations with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But there's all these blind items and things about other housewives' husbands cheating and stuff. And I'm like, show me a picture of this woman's husband in your bed. Your hand next to him that's not the wife's,
right,
took it, and I slept with this guy at a Canadian nightclub. Like, let me really see it, because anyone can say all this stuff, but it doesn't. But obviously, I mean, he has more to worry about than someone accusing him of being gay.
Right, of course.
I mean, he could do serious time. And he's got three shows that are happening right now. Chrisley Knows Best, Love and Limo, what they're doing for E, where he takes couples in a limo and gets them to know each other within 20 minutes because he asks such provocative
questions. Wait, he's driving the limo?
I think he's in the back of the limo.
And you get in the limo and he's back there?
And he's like, let me talk to you too and find out, well, you know, why you're compatible or not or whatever. And then the other one is something growing up Chrisley with the older kids.
Okay. Wow. Chrisley Knows Best has been on for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, not good. Coco Austin, that's Ice-T, wife, came under some heat because she was at Atlantis Bahamas, which we've been there before. It's so fun.
Yeah.
And she had her daughter in a stroller, which is not a problem, except the daughter is six.
Right.
And the feet completely, you know.
Well, I mean,
I worked on this cartoon with the Waynes years ago, and we did a whole character that was a kid that was too big for the stroller, that literally their feet, like they could walk their own stroller, but like there's still the parents were like, funny. Oh, I don't want to hear you complain, so we're pushing you in the stroller.
Right.
And she's also come under heat for breastfeeding her five-year-old. At the same time when she was still breastfeeding her five-year-old, the five-year-old was also enjoying acrylic French tip nails.
Well, you know, I mean, you got to keep
up. Can you imagine? And then Ice-T, during the controversy a year ago over, like, I can't believe you still breastfeed your baby, Ice-T went to Coco's defense and was like, what's wrong with, nothing wrong with sucking on a pretty titty. And then someone's like, ew, gross. We're talking about your daughter. And then he's like, oh, just shut up. It's my kid. Leave me alone. Boom, boom.
Right. Yeah.
I mean.
So wait, they're mad because the kid's too big for the stroller?
So she posts everything. And I also think if you're going to post stuff about your kids, about your family, whether you're feeding them junk food or pushing them in a stroller or breastfeeding them too old, if you're going to put it out there, people are going to give their opinion. You can get as angry as you want. Yeah. Then don't put that stuff. You know, don't put it if you don't
want to. Don't put any of it.
Like, if you want to say, I sleep with my kid every night and they're 12 and people are going to go, my God, get your kid out of your bed. Then why don't you just not tell that? Like, no one has to know what your kid eats, where they sleep, you know, providing you're not like molesting them. But if like whatever your weird thing is, your kid is scared and lives in the room with you and your parent, you and your husband, whatever. It's like that you do have that right. But then also you're going to put it out there. People are going to talk about your kid having nails or wearing a corset or, you know, being in a stroller at six.
Yeah.
And then other people can say, hey, I don't want to hear my kid complain either. I always put my old kid in the stroller. Other people were like, may I suggest a wagon? Like, I mean.
But the wagon's a lot to travel with. I just want to say, as a person who has an issue like this, the wagon's heavy.
Yeah.
I mean, I am with Coco on this one. You know, my kid's not quite that old, but.
I remember when the kids were little, and at an amusement park, they do get tired.
Yeah.
And it's like, they do start to whine, and then you're like, I can't believe I spent so much on Disneyland to hear you bitch and complain. Yeah. You know? So.
Right. I mean, the little kid looks exactly like Ice-T.
I mean, it's crazy.
Which is, I mean, it looks like a little Ice-T.
I know.
Which is hilarious.
I think in the end, this girl's going to be fine.
Of course.
She has two loving parents. But I mean, I just think you put it out there, get ready for the criticism. This is from Pubbity Latest, which is this Instagram account that always has really good stuff. This is pretty juicy. This guy, Tony Garrett, 29, has just left his partner, his girlfriend of a decade. Her name's Lorma. Just 10 days after a Ukraine refugee named Sophia, who's 22, who fled Ukraine, and she accepted Tony's offer on social media to host a Ukrainian refugee.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, she's pretty good looking.
Yeah.
And now this couple is done. He's got this hot Ukrainian living with him. And I was like, that is pretty juicy.
Yeah, that is a good one. They're just regular people. They're not famous.
Nobody's famous. They just thought, like, you know what? You know, everyone was in Europe, like, you know, I'll take a Ukrainian refugee, whatever. And then
she was going to be 27-year-old model. No, it's supposed to be a lady from the fields who works in the fields, like an old 60-year-old woman, thick ankles, you know, out there cleaning off turnips. It's not supposed to be a model. Yeah, that's the rule if you're going to take one in.
I remember I wrote this sketch in my Lyricist Lounge show.
Yeah.
That was about a couple, and the guy is like, I know you want to be a mom, so I got us a daughter. And it's kind of like adopting an adult.
Right,
exactly
right.
That show. So the girl – so then we wrote this sketch where this beautiful Asian girl from another country comes, but she's like clearly over 18 and super flirty and everything. And then in the end of the sketch – I adopt this like hot African guy.
Yeah.
It's like, and I'm like, yeah. See? And I'm like, time for your bath.
And now those like real TV shows.
Yeah. And now that's a real thing that's happening.
Right.
A sketch I wrote 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just thought that's one of the things you don't hear about.
Yeah.
One of the casualties you don't always hear about. This was super juicy.
Oh,
Did you
I
see
watched
this?
It. It was really good.
Oh my God. Okay. This is serious, but also just unbelievable. I'm so excited that this happened and that this girl got her voice. So this is a pastor at a church in Indiana, and this was filmed, and he's doing a Sunday service, and he gets up there and he says, I have something to confess to you, my congregation. I've been married to my wife for 20 years, but at one time I did commit adultery. There's only been one person. It only happened with one person. But because of that, the board has asked me to step down, which I will, and ask for your forgiveness. And I don't know if he knew that she was going to be there or they had planned for her to speak her piece. But all of a sudden, the girl that he had the affair with.
And the husband.
And her husband get on stage and say, you're not really telling the story just right. I was 16. You took my virginity on your office floor. It went on for 7 years.
Yeah.
And then the husband is like, I met her, you know, after she had been abused by you for 7 years. She struggled with it. She's like, I was suicidal. He's like, she wore a purity ring this whole time, which means you're not, you promised not to have sex to marriage. And she had so much guilt about the fact that she was in this awful abusive situation because she was a child when he started to pursue her. And she's wearing this ring as if she's walking around the parish as a virgin,
right,
while the head pastor, her father, who is like a man, and she said, and the only reason I'm here today is because my brother, who witnessed the abuse, like walked into a room and saw us together, me in a bed with you with a t-shirt underwear on. He said he struggled with it all these years. And so he just came out with it and told and was like, I feel terrible that I saw this, that I didn't speak up, and other people knew in the past in the parish and didn't speak up. And the video, TMZ has it. It is so empowering.
Did you see the husband giving back all the jewelry that
he said that purity ring
and a necklace and a few things.
Oh, I didn't see that. I just saw the purity. Yeah,
I was kind of like fast forwarding because it's like 12 minute long video.
The husband was amazing.
Yeah, the husband's like, and this is a necklace you gave her, and he puts it down, and then the ring,
and all the congregation is there, and then he's like, we're done.
Yeah,
and then he starts to leave. And then some people are like giving her a hug, and then they're like, what's the truth? What's the truth? It's not, you can't say it was an affair, a one-time affair when she was 16.
Well, no, one woman yells out, you didn't say she was 14, and he goes, it was 16.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah.
And actually, Indiana, legal age of consent is 16.
Really?
So he was probably grooming her for 2 years and probably waited until she was 16 to actually have the sex. But of course, it was extremely abusive.
Yeah.
But I just can't believe it was like, when does someone have that opportunity and take it to absolutely confront the person that abused them?
Yeah.
In the church, in front of people, on video, not in a court of law. Like, it was amazing.
Can we just make a overall blanket statement that just if your pastors wear skinny jeans, you know, we got a problem.
They're not that skinny.
No, but I'm saying he's one of those slick ones.
Well, that was the other guy from
from the one that
Ryan's church.
Yeah,
Hillsong.
But, yeah, Hillsong.
Yeah,
the Hillsong guys.
He had to step down
because
he's having affairs right and left.
Right. He was meeting girls in parks and stuff. But he was another guy with a big V-neck undershirt.
I think all the girls he was cheating with, though, fortunately, none were underage.
No, I don't think so.
But
So, but anyway, it's you know, you got to be careful of these pastors.
And also, does Indiana people have like a southern? Why does every pastor have a southern accent?
I think it sells more. You could.
Because I'm like, is Indiana like? Would you have a southern accent in Indiana?
Depends if you're.
Because I was hearing him speak, and I'm like, why does every pastor sound like that?
Right. Yeah, I think it just helps.
I ask for your forgiveness.
Right.
Your blessings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like, okay. I saw the story. I saved it for you.
Thank you.
Channing Tatum, he's at this fancy, cool spot in London.
Okay.
Having dinner. And these other people across the way are taking photos of themselves. And who doesn't do that? It's, you're out in London.
Right.
You're at a touristy spot. You're taking the food. And he gets furious and has them thrown out.
Because he thought they were taking pictures of him.
Yeah, and they were like, we weren't. Like, and then they looked at the camera and there was no pictures of him.
Oh, really?
And they threw him out.
Wow.
What? How do you feel about that dick move?
That's a dick move. I feel like he's losing it a little bit, this Channing Tatum.
Supposedly he got in that big fight with his co-star and she had to leave the show of Magic Mike 2.
That's right. Selma Hayek? Selma Hayek took over the role.
Tandy Newton?
Yeah, that's right.
Tandy Newton. We don't really know the story behind that or what. He said it's not going to be Magic Mike 2, by which wasn't Amber Heard in the first one.
Magic Mike 3 it would be now.
Oh, well, she was in one of them, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be about all that. It's going to be a reverse Pretty Woman. So, again, it'll probably be a guy, like I just talked about, that happened.
Okay.
Talk about a callback.
Oh, like
at the Nest. It's probably going to be a young guy that gets with, like, a rich woman. And
who's he going to belay? Is he the guy?
I don't know. He might. I don't know. But it'll probably be
all the women's
a rich woman or maybe a senator or something that's a strong female woman who's being with this guy. And they just like Richard Gere lied about Julia Roberts. Probably it's going to be like, oh, he's actually a construction worker, but he's really just a dancing guy acting like a Christian. I don't know.
Right.
But they better have enough scenes
of him dancing.
Of them, of hot guys.
We need Magic
dancing.
Mike.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
We need the one who's married to Sofia Vergara.
Yeah.
But he's a little long in the tooth now,
I think. But the second one was that he was long in the tooth, but like still wanting to do it.
Oh, it was?
And they go on tour. They go in a bus and they go on tour.
Wasn't Matthew McConaughey in them? He was in
yeah,
them.
Yeah, he's like he the head. Like the, he was like
the
head
MC
guy.
Or something.
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't know who's in this one. But anyway, yeah, just like, listen, again, people. Just like I said about Coco Austin, like if you're going to go out to restaurants and stuff,
yeah,
people are going to take photos of you and they have right. every right to. You're in a public place. If you don't want that, you know what? Have something catered at your home.
Right.
Get a penthouse and sit on the terrace and have it. You don't have to go to the restaurant.
Yeah.
Or request a private room. And even then, while you're walking out, someone might take a photo of you. That is life.
Yeah. DoorDash.
I hate that. I hate that too when someone's just like, you know, like if you are trying to take a photo and it's like you still have a right to take a photo of someone in public. You really do.
Who have you gotten? Have you gotten busted taking a photo of somebody in public?
I did. I'll tell you about it later. It's a little scary. I don't want to bring it up. Let's a little bit about Kardashian, just a little of what's happened since wedding. Do you have some thoughts? Tell me your thoughts.
The wedding?
Yeah, everything. I haven't heard your opinion of it.
I mean, my opinion of it is God bless the Kardashian. I mean, they got to do what they got to do. You know, everything's got to be a spectacle. And that was a wild. I just don't understand why nobody was smiling in any of the wedding photos. It was very strange to me that every wedding photo was very somber, but I think that was the look.
Yes, but I also, it was very Adams Family, but I also want to say, when you talked about Johnny Depp being a douche or whatever, a little bit of a douche, I saw an old video of him and he looked absolutely gorgeous and he was charming as ever and he was on Oprah. But while he was on Oprah, he's like, you know, 30 or something with his cheekbones.
Yeah.
He's telling his story. He's smoking.
On Oprah?
On Oprah. Maybe it wasn't Oprah, but it was a televised talk show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he had a cigarette. And I'm like, okay. These interviews are 7 to 12 minutes.
Yeah.
You can't not have a cigarette for a 7 to 12 minute.
Right.
That tells me an entitlement that is, you know, that's a lot of power and money and everybody, you know, kowtowing to you or whatever that expression is. Anyway, the Dolce & Gabbana founders, they brought up the fact they were kind of surprised that they sponsored the whole thing because at one time they tweeted that the Kardashians were cheap. They also at one time got in a lot of trouble because they said that IVF shouldn't happen and either you get pregnant the normal way or you don't.
Who said this? Dolce & Gabbana?
Yes. Oh. And then that they, you know, so they weren't for gay parents and this and that.
Oh.
Then they said, we're sorry, now we understand. But so at that time, people were angry that Kim was still promoting Dolce & Gabbana after they wrote this.
Am I wrong? Are they a couple, Dolce & Gabbana? I don't know.
I never understood that either.
Yeah.
Drake, can you just look that up? Are Dolce & Gabbana a couple? Because I kind of was like, oh my God, is this just like a gay couple, but they're super, super conservative? Or are they a gay couple and they don't want their friends to all become boring dads?
Yeah, that could be. Yeah, I never even thought about that until now, that they are
maybe
they're
not.
They just work together.
Maybe they're just designers. Maybe
do you remember
straight.
Shields and Yarnell?
No, who's that?
You're old enough. They were like mimes. And they had like real TV shows, like on ABC.
Yes.
Okay. It says that they were a couple, but then they ended their relationship in 2003.
But they still.
Oh, they were a couple.
Not unlike Shields and Yarnell. They were a mime, but we were always like, are they a real couple or are they just two good mimes who have to be together? You don't remember Shields and Yarnell?
No, I don't.
Oh my God.
You know, I'm much younger than you. Okay, just kidding. People thought they were mocking the Catholicism.
That's what I heard
stuff.
Too, yeah.
I think anything that can make Catholicism hip again is okay by me.
Right. Madonna did it.
Madonna did it. And I remember my nun at Louisville, because at the time people were wearing like crucifixes, like, and the sister told us that that is absolutely against the Catholic Church. You're not to wear the actual, you could wear a cross, but with Jesus and his exposed, you know, ribs and little,
right,
like,
yeah,
sarong. that should never be worn as jewelry. And this girl, you know, I remember this like punker girl was like really going up against the Irish nun about it. And, you know, the Irish nun was like, glory be to God, you don't wear a crucifix like you're going to a party.
Yeah.
It's for the rosary only, you know, and I've always thought about that. So when I would see other people do it, I was like, I won't do that because it's not supposed to be jewelry. But I just saw all the girls wearing jeweled crosses. I did not see Jesus on the cross. And the altar was Mary. It wasn't Jesus. And like I said, I think...
And I also saw that it was part of his... It was a lot of his tattoos.
Yeah, so he has all this Catholic stuff on him. And, you know, and like, hey, to each his own. There's no rule to it. Like, what if you like it? I mean, it looked pretty. And, you know, this... Hey, someone wrote, this is all because Kim said to Courtney one time on a fight on the show, you're the least interesting to look at. Well, she sure showed them. Wow. You know, she did this different thing for her wedding. And there you go.
Now, no, but Caitlin not invited.
Caitlin not invited.
Out there promoting Happy Dad. You see this?
Yeah, the beer is called Happy Dad.
Happy Dad. I'm a Happy Dad. Every 5 minutes, Happy Dad.
Caitlin,
how much can it be?
I'm going to ask Caitlin. I'm going to ask Caitlin. You're Caitlin. I'm going to ask Caitlin. Caitlin, your stepdaughter Courtney married for the first time to Travis Barker. Did you? Why weren't you in Italy?
I tell you, it's funny.
Come on,
my throat is shot.
No, it's perfect. Yeah. Go, commit.
Well, they didn't invite me because I don't believe Happy Dad. I can't.
Like, I think Caitlin is very understanding to that. I think, though, that she would have loved to have gone, and she would have gone with bells on. But I totally see why Courtney didn't. It's her day, and there were several family members missing.
Right.
Rob was missing as well. Not several, but Rob was missing. Now, we know that doesn't
surprise us. Well, Rob's out of the public eye, kind of.
Rob doesn't want to be in the public eye. Yeah. Rob went to Kim and Kanye's wedding and got off the plane, and the onslaught of criticizing his physique at the time was so disheartening that he literally turned back around, got on a plane, and went back to L.A. So I think he's like, my heart's with you. I don't need to be there. And I think, you know, they're older, and their whole thing, Chloe didn't bring her daughter, True, but Stormy came.
Okay.
Mason was there. People wondered if Mason was there. Mason was there. All of her kids were there. Scott Disick wasn't there. I wouldn't invite my ex-boyfriend baby daddy either to my wedding. And it really was not many people. It was not a lot of people.
Do you also think there's a little bit of this, and I could be really wrong on this, but in the end, Caitlin was the stepdad.
Right.
You know, and now that that's over, I mean, they're probably like, you know, I don't need to hang out with my step. Like, who hangs out with their stepdad anymore? So they're like, I don't need, Caitlin's not, was not my real dad.
100%.
Like, the other girls are different.
Chris was very hurt by the whole transitioning thing and the way the public reacted and the way Caitlin wrote about Chris in the book.
Right.
And I think they've smoothed it over since, because Chris does have a tie to him. To Caitlin forever, because they share the daughters.
But
that's not Courtney.
That's what I'm saying.
Courtney met her stepfather when she was like already a teenager.
Yeah.
And had a dad until she was like early 20s, until he passed, Kardashian.
Right.
And so, yeah, I agree. Like, and then it just adds to everything, you know, and it's also another elderly person that walking down stairs,
a lot of steps in Italy.
In heels, yeah, which can be dangerous, and like
size 14 heels.
I don't think Chris wants her ex-husband at this wedding.
I think there's a lot more to it than just.
So that's why I don't think Caitlin is making a big deal out of it.
Right.
And I think Caitlin said she wasn't invited, but, you know, just wasn't on the guest list and is happy for her to be happy. They wore the Barker jackets, which I always think is funny because they already had a show, Meet the Barkers. It could be Meet the Barkers too. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So she went full Barker now. She's Barker?
She changed it on her Instagram, but we don't know for sure.
Okay.
And, you know, in his book that he wrote about, to remind people, he said that he dated Paris Hilton, but he wasn't interested in Paris Hilton. This is a long time ago they wrote this book.
Okay.
He was interested in the closet girl, Kim. And at one point, Shanna Mokler threw a drink at Kim because she believed they were seeing each other while he and Shanna were still somewhat together. So then he moves to Calabasas and was platonic friends, supposedly, with then Kim and Courtney. And then, you know, Courtney all this whole time. And then now we know from watching the show it was actually Courtney who made the first move finally as their friendship grew. But it's like people are kind of saying like, oh, has he been dying? Has he been obsessed with the Kardashian clan this whole time?
Right.
He also said in his book that he did see Kim's sex tape.
Well, who hasn't?
Yeah. I haven't. I won't see it. Anyway, but I think, you know, I hope they're happy. I think it's going to be a challenge once they actually live in the same house.
Now, where does he stand on, like, Blink 180? Were they there? Like, the guys from Blink 182?
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, going forward, when all the fun and all the engagements and all the three different Dolce & Gabbana dresses and everything, you still are going to be living in a house with... he has three kids, including his stepdaughter from Oscar De La Hoya, had a daughter with Shanna.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And he was always a really good dad to that child. And she's gorgeous. She was at the wedding. And then Alabama and the boy he had with Shanna. And they're like teenagers.
Yeah.
And then she's got Mason, who's like 12 or something. Penelope, who's like 9. And then Rain. So it's like, that's five kids, you know, with teenage issues and all that stuff. So it's like,
it's going to be a lot.
Yeah. I wish them the best, but it's going to be way more of a challenge than just making out and taking photos.
Did you also see that Caitlin commented on Kim and Pete Davidson?
Yes, I did.
Caitlin
Caitlin said, yeah, that supposedly
they'd come over.
Yeah. She said, finally a comedian in the family, not another rapper, and Kim seems happy, and she deserves to be happy. And though I liked Kanye, and Kanye supported my transition, Kanye's a complicated man, and it's nice to see Kim light and happy.
Yeah, and he said that they were over the house, Pete and Kim, which I felt like it was bullshit. I don't think that really happened. I feel like
I kind of can't see though Caitlin lying about that too, though.
But it does
seem a little bizarre. Could they have stopped by?
It's a long way to go to stop by.
I was there. It's not on the way to Nobu per se.
But
it could have been on the way to Nobu, and it could have just been
a quickie.
It could have been that Pete wanted to meet Caitlin. Like, just I want to meet Caitlin. I'm just curious, and I want to meet Caitlin.
Yeah.
He finally left SNL. All the people left SNL.
Finally said their goodbyes. Yeah.
Yeah. Where do you think Pete's career goes from here and his romance with Kim? What's your prediction?
I mean, I think he has a good career. You know, I feel like he's a funny guy. I don't know the guy. You know, do you know him at all? You ever meet him?
No, but I totally get the appeal.
Yeah.
Like, I get like it. The big smile. I like the humble goofiness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're going on this for a while.
Right.
And I just would, I would not be surprised if she got married. I really wouldn't.
Right to him.
Yeah, or procreate one baby together.
Eventually, though, you got to stop the aw shucks routine, which she's still doing. You know, like, you've already slept with, like, the hottest women in Hollywood. You're making millions. You can't be like I live in my mom's basement. Like, all right.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
That shit's over, you know. Like, you got to be a superstar now.
Yeah, so, yeah. I agree. Yeah. And I definitely think he loves the fame and what it's doing for him. And it doesn't mean that he is not in it for, I mean, who doesn't love Kim Kardashian? She's sweet, gorgeous, and smart, and fun.
Yeah.
So I definitely think they enjoy spending time together, but you can't negate the fact that not everyone knew his name. A lot of people knew his name, but not everybody knew his name
way
they know it now,
yeah.
Him being with Kim. And people, I think, will be curious to see his shows. And I think his goal is to be like a Dave Chappelle and do big arenas and stuff like that. And this is one way he can get there.
Yeah. Well, I don't mind that. I think they're cute together. I like the two of them together.
Sure, why not?
What's the age difference in them?
I think that it's also something people...
She's older, right?
I also think it makes...
It's like your thing.
Yes. She's 41. He's like 28. And she has four kids. And I think also people at home, especially a single mom at home with four kids, they like this.
Yes.
I think people like...
I like it.
I think people like to see couples go outside of their type, whether it's racially outside their type or an age difference, right, or even a tattooed with a princess. Like, I think they just are like, I like that. I like to know that that your soulmate might not look just like you,
right,
or go to the same school you went or whatever. And mm-hmm. that I think it gives people at home following this even more of like a hope for, you don't know where you might find love.
Yeah.
You know, it could be your neighbor like Travis Barker all these years that's tattooed and skinny. You know, you didn't think, or it could be.
Remember the original weird couple? Do you remember the original?
No.
Paulina Porizkova and Rick Ocasek from The Cars.
Well, that didn't work out well in the end.
But after 40 years, it didn't work out.
They were breaking up, and then he screwed her on the wheel.
I know, but they were married for 30 years. I was like the first one where like, really? That guy from the...
Do you remember how people were so upset that Julia Roberts got with the country guy?
Why I Love It. Remember that one?
I remember going, why are they so angry? Because they just thought he was so ugly like, how could... And I'm like, well, if he's a talented musician, like, what's wrong with a girl being with a guy that's uglier than her? But they didn't...
People,
that was one that they didn't like.
No, I know. That one did not... They were angry at poor Lyle Lovett. Had to hear every day about his weird hair.
Meanwhile, Scott was out with this girl that, I mean, you know how everyone looks like a Kardashian. I thought this was a photo from Page Six. I thought that this was Kylie. Because everybody can have a Kylie face.
Yeah.
Everyone can do the fox eye, a nose job, fill up the lips.
Even Kylie has a Kylie face. You know what I mean? Like, that wasn't the original one.
Anyway, supposedly TMZ has video of him. He was at a strip club that weekend. Why not? I mean, your kids are gone.
Yeah,
your wife's marrying the love of her life in Italy, or your baby mama. Why can't you go to a strip club and have some fun?
Yeah.
And this girl, I guess she tagged him because she was wearing his talentless shirt or whatever. But she looks just like Kylie. It's weird. This is not real, but I thought it was so freaking funny.
I had to look up if it was real.
I thought it was real.
Yeah.
It is a photo of Kanye that someone did. It's not real, and they put the most giant.
But his
fisherman
boots are not
boots.
Far off.
No.
That.
For like hours, I thought it was real. And
so
then when
I
went back to look, I started to read the comments. And that's when I realized it was a joke.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Speaking of weird fashion, there's this whole thing happened. Guys with backless business suits where they show their butt cleavage.
Yeah. I hope. No, I don't have a good. My lower back is not good. I'm not going to. That's not. I won't
you
be.
You don't have a nice swing,
no,
dip?
No, I like this guy. He looks fantastic. But I don't.
Yes.
I don't have that arch.
Butt cleavage is in. So it's vag cleavage. It's fupa. And show your fupa. Show your vag cleave, which is like so high up that there's that little vaginal cleavage between your fupa and your leg.
Yeah.
And then there's also undertit. Cleavage?
Yeah.
Undertit cleavage?
Is that still a thing, undertit?
Oh, it's still, It's still a thing. And now it's butt cleavage.
On men or everybody?
On everybody, but it's making, like, the men are really killing it.
Yeah. Now, have you talked about the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue? Because there was a woman in there showing her C-section scar first.
No, I haven't.
Yeah. There was a lot of... You know, Kim Kardashian was a cover person.
Right. And then Sierra.
Elon Musk's
was the other
mom
one.
Was in it.
Elon Musk's mom is in
it? She's in there. She's got a bikini on, or not, maybe a one piece, hopefully. She's like 78.
Do you ever think like people like Christy Brinkley are looking at this and be like, the fact that I had to starve and work out to get these jobs.
Right.
I mean, the models now have it so good. They can eat whatever you want and just kill it.
Don't even, one of the girls' C-section scar, so that was a big deal. He couldn't barely even see it in the picture, but, you know.
I'm so sad. I don't have a C-section scar.
Yeah.
Just straight vaginal birth. Mm-hmm. And
one of them is sitting right next to you right here. Births is right here.
Let me tell you, he looks so much like me. Okay, so he dropped off my car at the car place to get fixed. And he did a couple hours earlier. And then they texted and was like, okay, come get it. It's close enough for me to walk.
Yeah.
So I walked over there. And the girl working at the desk goes, oh, my God, I know which car is yours because your son looks just like you.
Wow. Yeah, it's...
It's like, yeah.
I mean, it's the perfect mix of you and Peter.
When I put a photo of myself from high school being a cheerleader, and my friend said it looked like Drake and drag.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of weird when it's a different sex. Just like the iced tea child.
Yeah, looks right,
just like,
right.
It's weird. And as the parent, you don't see it. The only time I remember is that, like, when Drake started to grow his little mustache, I would see it and I'd be, like, triggered because I would almost see, like, fuck, I need to shave my own stash because it was my face.
Right.
But with a stash. Wow. So it's kind of terrifying.
Yeah.
But when he came out of me, that was the first thing Peter said. He said, oh, my God, he looks just like you when you cry.
Really?
Yeah. So there's an Amber cry face and then there's a Heather Drake cry face.
That's perfect.
Except he never cries anymore. But speaking of love, okay, another former bachelorette with a podcast, Becca Tilley, she's gay now.
It is all the rage. Going gay. Get gay, everybody. Enough bullshit. It's time for getting gay. Who's the girl from Selling Sunset? Gay.
Yeah.
We're going gay.
Yeah.
I just saw something on, I think it was Bill Maher or something.
We listened to the Bill Maher rant.
And he was talking about how now it's
the percentage.
The percentage how now it is like 40% of this generation.
Of very young kids.
Identify.
Are saying yes. And so Bill Maher was bringing up, is this actually just trendy or is this really how someone sexually identifies or not? And so there's a lot of conversation about that. Wait, I want to skip to this one thing and I'm going to go back because we are talking about it. Richard Gervais has a special out. And I've not watched the whole thing. It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Ricky Gervais, I've always thought was hilarious, but he is controversial. So,
his stand up, but his shows are great.
I love when he would host the Golden Globe. I don't care.
Right.
I don't care. Y'all pedophiles.
Right.
How do like English people say pedophile? Pedophiles.
Pedophiles.
Yeah. You're all pedophiles. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the clip that I saw on TikTok from the special was him saying, talking about Kevin Hart and saying Kevin Hart did these tweets 10 years ago that were about what he would do if his kid was gay, and they were dumb and they were not right. And he apologized when that happened 10 years ago or whatever. Now, I might be getting some of the details wrong. I'm telling – not the details of his stand-up, but I'm saying the details of the Kevin Hart thing.
Right.
This is how he's relaying it in his special. He's like – so then he gets the Oscars and they bring it up. But you said these tweets 10 years ago. You need to apologize. And Kevin Hart was like, but I already apologized. And if I why do I have to apologize again? And so – and he's like, well, if people apologize, isn't that growth? And don't we want to believe that people can change and mature? And by making them apologize again and getting them canceled again, what kind of joy are you getting out of it? And he's like, I mean, think about the tweets that you, that might be controversial 10 years from now. I don't think anyone would have guessed that if you wrote a tweet 10 years ago that said women don't have penises, that would be a problem today. But it is a problem today if you tweeted that.
Yeah.
And that's the joke.
Oh, okay. I didn't know the joke, but yeah.
I didn't make it sound very funny.
Yeah.
But, it's that. Women don't have penises. And people what is a woman?
So
all that kind of stuff.
It's another trans joke.
It's a trans thing.
On a Netflix special, because Dave Chappelle's had his issues with the trans community on Netflix specials. Now there's another trans joke. So I think that's the issue, right?
And I think, as someone at Ricky Gervais or even Bill Maher, whatever, it's coming from something that is, yes, it's a sensitive subject to the people that are trans, but it's also, it's in the zeitgeist. This is a huge part of our lives these last 5 years. This is what everybody's talking about. And from their perspective of being straight men in this time, it's funny to hear their perspective. That's all.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you have to agree with it. You could completely disagree with it.
But that's what
it's coming from. It's like,
I get
so
it.
That was
sure.
the story.
I get the jokes. I also get the other side of it.
Yeah.
Because when I think it emboldens the wrong people, like we could listen to that joke and go, sure, it's just a joke. But there's all the weirdos who would take it another way and blah, blah. So,
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So I want to go over some housewife stuff. Just to give you the scoop of what's happening.
Okay.
So Erica Jane, she's married to Tom Girardi. He's in a home. Okay.
Yeah.
And
this didn't end well, right? They had a nasty divorce.
It's not nasty. I think she's still legally married to him because I don't know his competence.
Is this the one you got the coat rack from?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
The thing is still going on.
Yeah.
But anyway, Bethany Frankel of Real House of New York had said that her boyfriend at the time, named Dennis, had told her a couple years ago, everyone knows that Tom Girardi, you know, borrows money and doesn't pay it back, or there's some shady stuff. So on Watch What Happens Live, Andy asked Erica about that. And she goes, well, in the business that Tom did, people would, in what he does, borrow money to work these cases and then pay those loans back. And, you know, her guy's dead and mine's in a home. So there. And people thought that was really awful because Bethany Frankel's boyfriend, the one that she's talking about, OD'd.
Oh.
He OD'd. He had he had Narcan in his house and couldn't, the maid or whatever couldn't get to it sooner. So he clearly had like a very serious drug problem. So everyone's like, oh my God, Erica Jane is the worst person on ever to say that. It's so insensitive. And Bethany, spoke up about it. I kind of had a different perspective. I kind of was saying, I think that Erica Jane was saying, like, my guy's in a home and he's got dementia and he's going through all this stuff. Your guy is not here anymore to clarify what he said.
Right.
I don't think she meant, it was just a fact. So she was just like, and your guy was a drug addict. So like, who's to say what he was saying was true anyway? And why are we?
Right.
So that, I thought that was kind of juicy. Also, her hair extensions looked really bad and people were freaking out about
it. I saw that picture.
Because she sells hair extensions.
That's terrible.
And it looks really cheap. And along with going back to the old facelifts.
Yeah.
I want to say really awful hair extensions, I think, have to go.
Anytime you see someone pull them out, it's so much better. Like even, you know, recently somebody did it, Chrissy Teigen or somebody was like,
well, I think a lot of people, and a lot of people have these, the really long hair, like to hear. Anybody that's like over 50 that have hair down to their waist, it's 90% not their own hair. It's probably like a halo clip or whatever. And that's fine. You want a fun look. I don't know how these girls do these big, high, heavy ponytails. Like, nothing sounds more uncomfortable to me than having that. But look, I have decent hair, so I understand if you don't have it. But this looked really bad and will not help.
That looks
case.
Like, the, you know, they have the ones at on the kiosks at the mall. You know, they're just hanging there.
Godiva.
Yeah, you know. And it's just in the center of the mall. And there's some, you know, Armenian lady
I bought fake bangs. They looked so weird when you get them home. They're always one of those things that you think you can pull off. And then you're out and people are like, why the
when
fuck are you
have
wearing
fake
bangs? I bought those little clip things once.
And recently?
Years ago. Oh. Because I wore them out once and I was like, this is
But your
weird.
Hair's always been long in the front. How do you put the bangs on?
There's like a way to style it that you like clip it and cover it.
Okay.
And it was like, that is weird. But I get how like all of a sudden you're like, I want to try something new, whatever. But you got to watch it with the super cheap things. Okay, now... Yeah. This is from Bravo Snark side. I want to tell you what's going on because this kind of goes along with what we're talking about, Ricky Gervais.
Okay.
This is what's going on with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Big controversy between Lisa Rinna and Kathy Hilton.
Okay.
Supposedly, they went to Aspen. And once the cameras were down, the rumors were that Kathy Hilton got mad that some DJ didn't play a Michael Jackson song that she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And the other girls, especially Lisa Rinna and Erica, heard her use the F-A-G word in referring to the DJ.
Oh.
That's the rumor.
Okay.
They got back to the house where the cameras weren't there, and more argument ensued.
Yeah.
Okay? Then people are hearing rumors while this was filming. Then Kathy was like not featured that much in the show, so people are like, wait, what is going on? We're going to see this all. At one point, Lisa Rinna posted, oh, I guess they're sending out cease and desist now, meaning that hinting that maybe Kathy sent out a cease and desist, don't talk about this night with me supposedly acting horribly.
Yeah.
So now Lisa Rinna, this is coming from Bravo Snark side. This is supposedly she wrote to, I don't know if this was a DM or what, but someone had it where she wrote, I can't even look at her. It's so hideous. And here's the thing. If you're going to be on a reality show, honey, I'll do it as Lisa Rinna. I can't even look at her. It's so ridiculous. And here's the thing. If you're going to be on a reality show, honey, and you're a homophobic racist, you better stay home. And so, wow, okay. And then she says, we usually run the liars and narcissists off. So we have some work to do. So then they're like, wait, is she really planning on getting Kathy off the show? And then she wrote, one thing I can tell you is they got it from their mama. So when it all starts coming out, do some Googling and see where those words have been thrown around before. It's all in the family, honey. And they are going to try to cover it up big time. I mean, it's already been out in the press, but years ago. So when I first saw this, people thought, is she referring to Kyle and Kathy Hilton's mom, Big Kathy, who's since passed? No. She's referring to Paris and Nikki. One of the boys.
Oh.
No, one of the boys have had some issues.
Yeah.
There was some story where the boy got in trouble. I think the boy is doing fine now and is like married with a baby. But I think 10 years ago or so, there were stories where the kids were caught using these words that are not okay.
Okay.
So anyway, then people reminded, again, you do this. 10 years ago, there's video of Lisa Rinna being stopped by a TMZ guy in 2010. And she's like, oh, I thought you were a gang member who came from South Central. You had to cap me one with that tattoo.
Oh, boy.
And TMZ made like a joke about it because the tattoo was just like some island in Guam. And they're like, oh, I guess they think that a Guam guy, you know, Guam has tattoo, you know, has gang members. And she's like, no. And she's like, and then in her defense, people talked like that in 2010.
Right.
People talked about, oh, you must be a gang member in this. I mean.
Yeah.
But it's like, again, you should not throw the stones.
That's the other thing.
If you have something in your past, and who the hell doesn't when you're 58 years old, like Lisa Rinna,
and you've,
and you've been in the public eye.
Times change, and you got to do your best to keep up. It's not easy.
And she went to a Casamigos Halloween party.
Mm-hmm.
She and Harry Hamlin, maybe 8 years ago, and they went as Sid and
Nancy.
Sid and Nancy.
Yeah.
And Sid, Harry
Nazi,
Hamlin as Sid had the Nazi shirt on, which is what Sid wore.
Right.
But still, should have thought that one through.
That's one. I don't understand how you still make that mistake. You know, Prince Harry made that mistake too, and years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's an interesting one. That's one you're like, I don't know. You know, Sid Vicious has won other outfits.
It is hard. We were at my how could it be 20?
He's saying
okay.
An hour 20. I got
that. We are going to wrap it up.
I got it, Drink.
But we were at my nephew's graduation, which is a Catholic school.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And at the end, they do this thing where they're like, everybody raise your hand because the graduates are up there and bless the graduates.
Yeah.
And we say, you know, we wish you da da da, and we're doing this, and Brandon was like, "I'm not doing that."
Yeah,
he felt it was a little, and then
Hitler.
My sister, whose husband is Jewish, she's like, "Yeah, Michael will never do it," and I was like, "You know, maybe they need to rethink this."
Yeah,
because the intention is put up your hand and bless the people, but you have to be, you know, think about it. And so it's like from now on, let's just not do the hand. Let's just go, everybody put their hands out or something, or everyone hold hands, and then say, let's bless the graduates.
Right.
But maybe not this.
Yeah. Yeah, the one hand up has got to be done.
Yeah. I think people got to think about that. Also, Real Housewives of New Jersey, I just want to say, we found out that both Dolores and Caroline wrote a letter. You don't know what I'm talking about, but it's pretty juicy.
Okay.
This one girl, Dina, was married to this guy who her sister, the brothers, they were both married to brothers, okay?
Okay.
Dina divorces the brother. The brother is under arrest for having someone go attack Dina and her new husband.
Whoa.
Dina's sister, who's brother, like a double brother-in-law, because the brothers were...
Okay.
She, Caroline Manzo, wrote a letter on behalf of, like, what an upstanding citizen the brother-in-law is. And, you know, and her defense is like, if he's found guilty, he's found guilty. But in the meantime, I wrote a character letter. Well, so did Dolores, who's also a Real Housewives of New Jersey. And that is why Teresa, who's getting married, did not invite Dolores to her engagement party, because Dina's her best friend. And Dina was a full victim, like nose broken, new husband beat up.
Oh.
Like it was a horrible, horrible thing.
Really?
And here her own blood sister wrote a letter in defense of the guy who's being accused of it, who is her former husband. So that was pretty juicy. I needed to get that out. Seeking Sister Wife is coming back. It's my favorite. Cannot wait.
I don't know it.
That's where you – where
– I mean, I get it.
That's where this ugly guy, Garrick, has two wives. And then I just want to end on this note. Madonna, this is from Woman's World Daily.
Yeah.
Daily. Mm-hmm. A fashion show.
Oh, is that what that is?
That's a fashion show that she walked in and got the front row of to look at young designers. This is WWD on TikTok.
Yeah.
And it just is kind of funny. Like, literally, look at these kids she's with. She's dressed like a 20-year-old. Like, she has the big shoes. She literally walked in with a, I guess that's a purse, but it looks like an old-fashioned
boombox.
Yeah, a boombox. She's got the braids.
Right.
She has a real snatch facelift, which I'm saying, like, sometimes it looks good, sometimes it doesn't.
But all of these stories, this one, the Housewives one you just told.
Yeah.
It makes me feel like I'm very boring. Doesn't anyone just stay home anymore? Doesn't, especially at Madonna's age, don't you just go, not today. I'm going to just do Wordle and, you know, stay on the couch. I'm not going to go to the fashion show.
I know.
Where the children are. Or I'm not going to hire someone to beat up your husband. I mean, all of it's just like, now I know why I'm not on TV. I'm too boring.
You are. Have you watched Angeline?
It's on Peacock. I have no desire. I saw her.
I feel like it's not getting much buzz show. I just think not that many people remember it. I know young people really don't know what the fuck they're talking
about.
Well,
Angeline, I saw it in a 99-cent store.
Yes.
I pulled into this 99-cent store
For people that don't know, Angeline is the girl that had billboards all over in the 90s.
She's famous in L.A.
She's got to be close to 80.
Yeah.
She still drives a pink Corvette. And there's a show, a five-part show, scripted show on Peacock about her, which I'm kind of curious. I need to watch it, but I haven't. Okay, go on. We're at the 99-cent store.
And, of course, you pull into the 99-cent store parking lot, and there's the pink – she drives a pink Corvette.
Right.
If you live in Los Angeles running length of
with
time,
with Angeline on the
license. You see it all over the place.
Yes.
It's her. And there's the pink Corvette in the 99-cent store parking lot. And she's in the 99-cent store. And I see her in an aisle. She's a very old woman now. But she's got the whole look. The big boobs and the hair.
Yeah.
And she's got a jar of pickles. 99-cent store pickles. So you're not talking Vlasics.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's like America's Best or some weird off.
Yeah.
And she's got them open and she's taking them out. Like,
so then you
in
don't
the
think
aisle.
She purchased
no, I
that
think she
at the
purchased
end.
Them.
But okay,
she was just,
well, I have some juicy
she was just
scoop
eating
for you.
Them before she purchased them.
I have
them.
Several accounts of this happening.
Okay.
So what she will do is if you go up and you want to get a photo, she's like, she'll charge you $25 or she'll make you buy some merch in her car.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think
so
I witnessed that as well.
But then she also says to people, give me your name and you might win a date with me, okay? One person wrote me, I know two people. So she picks everybody.
Right.
And she goes, you've won a date with me. And they're like, okay. So then she goes, meet me at like Ralph's. And they go grocery shopping with her. And then they get to
the
aisle.
That's the date.
And she makes you buy all her groceries.
So I was kind of on that date. We were both separately in the 99-cent store, but in a way, I won a date with Angeline.
And then everybody's like, I guess I'll just pay for this.
I would have bought her the pickles. I really would have.
But would you have paid like $250 worth of groceries?
Sure.
I think so.
I mean, that's a lot.
I mean, if you agreed to go on the date,
I think
you had to be a big enough fan to do it.
Yeah,
but anyway, so if you meet her and you're willing to take her grocery shopping, maybe don't go to Irwan or Whole Foods.
No.
Maybe keep it to a Trader Joe's, Ralph's.
Yeah.
When she asks, just say, can we make it Ralph's or can we make it 99 cents?
Do you go to Irwan? Do you know Irwan?
I have been to one, but there isn't one that close to us. There's one in Thousand Oaks, actually.
They just opened a brand new one in Studio City.
Yeah.
It's almost laughable how expensive it is. It's almost laughable.
I feel like now it's become the new, like, Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
Like, where all these influencers are
Balenciaga.
Just like, yes, like, I am so coming ridiculous. To L.A. just to go to an Irwan. Like, yeah. It's on my list, along with, like, Disneyland and going to Malibu.
Yeah. This new one they opened it looks like Studio 54 on the 7. It is a scene.
I think you and I need to go there.
Like, this valet parking.
I think we need to go for lunch and, like, just film. I'm going to do it. I'm going there. We're going to go
there.
You got
to go to the new one.
I need to take Drake there because he will freak the fuck out. He has a cheap gene. He's going to lose his mind.
Oh, Drake, don't go. Oh, you'll die.
No, I'm going to take him because he knows. He'll, like, when we're shopping, I'll be like, I'm going to get – and he'll be like, no, Mom. Because he'll do the math really quick in his head. He's like, it's better to get two of these at this price than to get the large box. Like, he knows how to do the ounces and stuff.
You'll die. They have a honey. You know, a honey. That's what normally, I don't know, $6. It's like $30 at Irwan. Irwan, how are you pronouncing it?
And are there only beautiful people there?
It's beautiful. It's everything you want in Los Angeles. It's like out of a movie. Like, it's what you want LA to be. You know?
I'll tell you a great grocery store to go to. That French beautiful grocery store inside the Century City Mall.
That's
Have you been to that one?
Yes, yes, yes.
Go off on that and pretend that you're in Paris.
Yeah.
And that you're like in a different world of just expensive cuteness and food.
You could do that at Irwan too. You could pretend you're in.
I don't even know where to begin when I see something like that. Because I'm like, do I buy this pasta? Like, I'm almost overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of Real Housewives, can I just say that I'm going this Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
I'm going to the Berkshires. Isn't that a Real Housewives place? Don't they go to the Berkshires?
That's where Dorinda lives.
That's where I'm going.
For fun or to perform?
Well, I have to perform at the Off Cabot Comedy Club in Massachusetts.
Okay.
And then I have 2 days off before I go to the Syracuse Funny Bone on the 31st. So you can come see me.
So in between you're staying
in between, I have Sunday and Monday, and I'm going to the Berkshires.
Just yourself or the family?
Just myself. The Red Lion Inn at the Berkshires. Is that the one?
I don't think they stay at the Berkshires. But they, listen.
I don't even know what it is.
Real Housewives of Ultimate Girls Trip.
Okay.
Coming out in June. Jill Zarin.
They go to Berkshires? Jill Zarin,
they stay at Dorinda's house in the Berkshires.
Welcome
to the Berkshires. I made it nice. Yes. So absolutely, like, go to some cute restaurants, take some video.
Somebody gave me some good tips.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm excited about it.
Everybody, follow Chris Frangiola. Listen to Cover to Cover.
Cover to Cover.
All your shows can be found where?
Frangiola.fun.
Yes.
I have Albany Funny Bone, Syracuse Funny Bone, Hartford Funny Bone, City Winery, Philadelphia, Frangiola.fun. And this is all this week. So
I
it's
love
Memorial
it.
Day weekend. It's
go
tough.
Have some fun. And thank you for listening. Love you. Oh, well, actually, to say my show too, I guess. I'm going to be at, without Chris, we'll be with Justin Martindale. I did ask you. You already
you
had
did.
A
you,
date.
Yeah.
June 17th. I was going to have both you guys. I want you to know. I wasn't going to pick one. I was going to pick both. But Justin and I will be June 17th, two shows in Napa at the Krug Winery, the Blue Note, like, series of concerts and stuff. So, HeatherMcDowell.net.
That's exciting. We're both playing wineries on opposite coasts that weekend. City Winery.
Yes.
Your winery.
Very nice. And I got lots of cops and sheriffs coming.
To protect you.
Yeah. I'm so excited. People took me up on it.
Good.
All right. Love you. Bye.